Es chazor lo zeich nicht mehr sabach yicheskel shraga ben avram Yehuda. Dech the brachas daf chavav. Mishnah said you must move 4 amos away from tzoya. Rav in the name of Rav Schair, in the name of Huna said that's only when the tzoya is behind you. But if the tzoya is in front of you, you have to be a full eyesight away from it. And the same is true for Shemayna Esrei as well. Although we find that Rav Chisda says a person can daven 4 amos away from a beis akise, even though it's in front of him. Maskanas HaGemara is that that's talking about a brand new bathroom that hasn't been used yet. Even a brand new bathroom, if it was designated as such, you can't daven inside the bathroom, but if it's new, you can at least daven in front of it, at least you're for it. But when it was once used, you'd have to be malaya enough away. Mishnah says if a zov became a balkari, or if a nida, it was poilet shichva zera, so she becomes a balkari, or a woman who had tashmish and then became a nida, they all need tefillah to get rid of the carry tumma to be able to say Torah, the words of Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says they're potter. What would Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara asked, what would Rabbi Yehuda say if someone was a Balkari and then became a Zav? In that case, he was roy to go to the mikveh for Balkari first and before he became a Zav, so maybe he would require him to go to the mikveh in this case, even though he's a Zav as well. Mora says, since the Mishnah says that a woman who had Tashmish and then became a Nida, in that case also she was a Balkari, had the tum of a Balkari first, and then became a Nida, and Rabbi Yehuda over there says he's Pater, so obviously, if he was a Balkari who became a Zav, he also would be, Rabbi Yehuda would say he's Pater from needing tefillah. Hadna loch perek misha mesu. Perek Tfilas HaShachar. The Mishnah says Shachris must be said by Chatzois. Rabbi Yehuda says you have until 4 hours into the day. Mincha can be said until the evening. Rabbi Yehuda says only until Plaka Mincha. Ma'ariv can be said all night long. Musuf can be said all day long. Marias of Brisa says that Shachris should be said right after Nates. My answer is that is for the people who would do it in the best way, like Rabbi Yochanan says that was what the Vesikin did. How can you say that Shacharis can only be said till Chatzois? We find that if someone forgot to daven Shacharis, he's allowed to say a second Shemoneh Esrei by Mincha, which means that Shacharis could even be said later on in the afternoon. In truth, Shacharis can be said a whole day. But if you say it before Chatzois, you get the Schar of Tfilah Bismana. After Chatzois, you no longer get the Schar of Tfilah Bismana, only the Schar of Tfilah. What happens if someone forgets to daven mincha? Can he daven 2 ma'arivs? Ma'ariv is a different day than mincha. And if it's based on karbonis, the tefillah is b'makom karbonis, ibazoi, so then the carbon cannot be brought the day after. So maybe also you can't daven the day after by ma'ariv for the mincha tefillah. Or maybe since davening is only to bring rachamim, it could be said even by ma'ariv time. Huna by Yehuda in the name of Yitzchak and the name of Yechanan says that you can daven a second ma'ariv if you forgot mincha. Although Abraisa seems to say that you cannot make up for a Shemoneh Esrei that you missed, for a tefillah that you missed, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan says that is only when it was missed b'mezid. Abraisa says if someone forgot to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, he davens 2 ma'arivs on Shabbos, 2 Shabbos dikin ma'arivs. If someone forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos, then he davens 2 motzah Shabbos dikin ma'arivs. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says that the tefillahs were instituted by the Ovis. Rabbi Shimon Levi says that the tefillahs were set up keneged the karbonas, the carbon tamids that are brought each day. And then the burning of the carbon tamid, which is done at night. There's a braisa that says like Rabbi Yisrael Hanina and goes to the psukim that show that each of the avos set up each of their tefillahs. Avram did Shacharis, Yitzchak did Mincha, and Yaakov did Ma'ariv. And there's a braisa that says like Rabbi Shimon Levi. Braisa says that the zman for Shacharis follows the zman shel tamid, of the tamid shel Shacharis, the zman of tefillahs mincha follows the zman of the tamid shel ben arbayim. And since the limbs and the fats of the karbonis can be brought on the mizbeach all night, that's why ma'ariv can be davened all night. And since the karbon musaf can be brought all day, that's why the tefillahs musaf can be said all day as well. Braisa ends off that this mincha gedoyle begins at a half hour after chatzos, 6.5 hours into the day, whereas mincha katana it begins at 9.5 hours into the day. When Rabbi Yehuda says that mincha can be davened until plaga mincha, does he mean plaga mincha of mincha gedoyla, or does he mean plaga mincha of mincha katana? Brisa says Rabbi Yehuda holds he's referring to the mincha katana. Should we say that the brisa that says that that tefillahs are based on karbonis is actually slugs up the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina who says it's based on the avos, where it says no avada it could be that the tefillahs were instituted by the Ovis, but the Rabbanon later come along and were soimich them on the Karbonas. It has to be this way because, or else how do you ever have Tfilas Musuf? There was none of the Ovis had Tfilas Musuf, so clearly there is some aspect of the Tfilas that are based on Karbonas.